Page 160. C. The right to be who you are.
We are running a counselling and community support program for women attracted to women and women with varied gender expressions. Apart from the counselling and the community support program, we provide training for other organisations in the country to set up similar support services. We also have a training program for young girls on women's sexuality issues. We normally start off with menstruation, which is an issue that many young girls want to talk about. Then we go into issues of relationships, sexuality, and gender identity. Normally, people get in touch with us through the helpline. We run a helpline that is on twice a week, so young people can call us and ask for advice. Most often, people feel comfortable with that because they can be anonymous and everything we talk about is confidential. After that, if somebody wants to talk more about herself, then we can call her for a face-to-face counselling. Basically, there is hardly any information on issues of homosexuality or any kind of sexuality for that matter. When young girls feel attracted to their own sex, they call us expressing their concern about their own feelings. They are often confused and do not know what it is all about. They may have heard of lesbians, but sometimes they think they are the only ones in this world who are attracted to girls. They cannot share it with anybody. They most often could not have told their parents about their love, even if it was a boy they had fallen in love with. Premarital sex is a complete taboo. What the girls normally ask is if it is normal to be attracted to women. Is it a disease? Will I be accepted by society? A lot of times people call us after a breakup. They may have been in a relationship for some years and then suddenly one of the partners decides to get married. That is, of course, hard on the partner who is abandoned. Other women ask where they can find a good psychiatrist who can help them to become so-called normal. Sometimes we get calls about sex change. They want to change their sex because they think this will be the only way to become normal and still be able to be attracted to women. There is also a lot of loneliness. Many women are not able to find a partner and call us to talk about it. They may also be concerned about what is going to happen to them when they get old. People in general are very suspicious when it comes to women who don't want to get married, whether they are attracted to men or women. The normal course of a woman's life is that she goes to school. In a middle-class family, she might study, and after that, she should start thinking about marriage and having children. By the age of 25 or 30, you should be married. After 30, it will be very difficult to find a good match. So from the mid-20s to around 30, the pressure to get married is most severe. A young woman's parents will most often pressure her emotionally to get married. In India, the only social security network we have is the family. If you lose your job or get ill, you will go back to your family. Losing that network would be a disaster for many. That's why so many people give in to the pressure and get married, even if they don't want to. Things are changing a little bit. In the metros, quite a few women have managed to live on their own. That has to do with the economic boom in India right now. Many people are earning more money and thus getting more independent. It has therefore become somewhat easier for women to live on their own. It has become slightly more acceptable, although it is still looked upon with a lot of suspicion.